to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
It is 7 a.m. It is time for Saturday AM Live. The absolutely beautiful, glorious overcast day in the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area where we reside and where this call usually takes place every single Saturday morning. And I want to thank you for joining us. Those of you who are regulars, thank you for tuning in every Saturday morning. I get an email list, and it's always fun to just scroll down it real quick and see the numbers and where you're calling from and whatnot. And invite people to join us, especially when twice a month the focus is on how NECANN Solutions, like today, how NECANN Solutions have completely transformed people's lives from the physical. Most people who enter NECANN, who find out about NECANN, it's because there's a physical need or because they're looking for a solution to help them. And today is no different. And let me set it up a little bit real quick. We have Gary and Marjorie Anthony. We've got both of the Anthony Dynamic Duo with us. And what led up to me meeting this couple, because even though I was roommates with their, as Marjorie, I think, do you still refer to him as your number one son?
Well, he's my first son.
They have three kids. Their eldest is the same age as I am, and we actually graduated from the same Bible college together, and then we really got to know each other when we became roommates for a year when we lived at a branch school down in Montego Bay, Jamaica. And before you get any ideas in your head that, oh my goodness, what a rough life living in Jamaica for 9 months. Excuse me. Stacy and I, as we were watching the hurricane come through and start to pummel different parts of the South with rain and wind and everything, I took a flashback to when I lived with Carrie and Marge's son. 10 days after I arrived at my new home, Hurricane Gilbert came through and just completely devastated the island of Jamaica. 185 mile an hour winds. So just to kind of paint the picture. So Mark and I got, we got to be really close during that time, because when you don't have electricity for a month and you don't have water for a week, you really start to kind of figure out how to make things work. And Mark and I are at polar opposites, me being extremely OCD, Mark being not. And we learned how to function and have a good time. So fast forward to, I think it was 1995. Stacy and I had just recently gotten married, and Mark as well with his wife Julie. And Julie's parents were living just down the road from us. They came out to visit and invited us over for dinner. And Mark is a full-time pastor today. And one of the things when he asked me what I was doing for a living, I told him, he said, Vance, I, as great as that is, I can never do anything like that because I'm a pastor. I said, look, I wasn't asking you to join me. I was just telling you, answering your question. Well, fast forward a little bit further. I believe in Mark, or Gary and Marge, you guys can correct me here if I've got my information wrong, but Mark and Julie were up visiting you guys up in Ohio. And how did that conversation take place? How were you introduced to NECANN? What did Mark say?
They brought some products up to us, and actually, some mag steps and I think a backflex, wasn't it, Marge?
Well, it was the whole set that he actually, I think he
had bought them. If you didn't talk him into the business, you did talk him into buying some products, I think.
I must have done something, because I know he... I don't remember what it was he ordered to start with, but he immediately, and I think most human beings are wired this way, he immediately went into the mode of, hey, who do I know that's hurting physically? Not so much, at all wanting to do the business, but I know that for both of you guys, because you were both dealing with some stuff, and I know, Marge, for you, I think that was probably more the focal point of, hey, maybe this would help Mom. So,
yeah, he was really funny, because he was like not too sure about it, this kind of quacky stuff. And I looked at it and I thought, what in the world? And he started doing some strength tests on me, and we were both kind of laughing about it. But he knew that I had been experiencing a lot of discomfort, and And so I tried a couple of the products, and within about a half hour, I started feeling better in my lower back, and I thought, this can't be. This is weird, because I'd never heard a magnet of any sort helping you with any kind of problems.
And Marge, for the record, do you want to share with the group what the primary thing you were dealing with other than just your lower back?
Fibromyalgia and osteoarthritis.
Okay, so there you have it, folks. We just threw it out there. Fibromyalgia and osteoarthritis. And I'd forgotten about the osteoarthritis at this point. So what happened?
Well, within a half hour, my back didn't hurt.
Within an hour, she's shopping. All day. Her daughter-in-law.
And
yeah,
how long had it been since that had happened? The shopping all day part.
Oh, well, that's rare. That was rare. Because, you know, when you're feeling so bad, too, you're in chronic fatigue. And I didn't even realize at that point, really, all the things that went along with fibromyalgia. I just knew I was hurting all over. And so I told Mark he could not take these products home. I said, you've got to let me have them a couple weeks. And he never did get them back. I think I got him another kit or something. But anyway, after a bit, I just said, Gary, I just need to be wrapped in these things. And so anything that came out, we got. And got into the business then, and because they helped me so much, I thought, surely everyone's going to want these things. You don't have to put medicine in your body, and I had not wanted to do that. I thought if I was only in my 40s, and I was thinking, well, you know, how long would I have to be taking medicine? It didn't really get rid of it. It just,
covered
the symptoms. And but what would it do to my organs and, you know, stuff like that? So I thought anything that wouldn't hurt you, I wanted to try.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, gee, other people are going to want to, too. And it spread from there because there were, you know, a lot of our friends that immediately had also had very good response to the products, and they wanted to get in the business.
Now, I remember back to when we were literally, you guys became our second parents because we were traveling out to Ohio once, twice, three times a year to do events with you and do things. And this will shock some of you people when you hear these numbers, but Gary and Marjorie, for the longest time, were, as Rick Murphy says, a perma-bronze. You guys were at the bronze position, it seemed like forever. And I remember the month you went silver, you had, prior to that, you had literally, every month, it was $12,000, $13,000, $14,000 in volume, and you never could get up over that hump. And the month you went silver, you had 76 people in your group.
Mm.
And I remember counting them because back then we were sending out paper newsletters, and we sent them to our people in our personal group. And I remember putting them all together, addressing them, stamping, and putting them in a box and mailing them to you and with a note saying, enough is enough. I'm tired of mailing all these things to your people. And unfortunately, we no longer do that. Well, maybe unfortunately, because the printed page still has a very powerful impact. But I still think back to that time because you guys impacted a lot of people, and none of them were really dealing with something as chronic as what you were dealing with, Marge, as far as the fibromyalgia and the osteoarthritis. But you just kept sharing your story and inviting them to do it. I don't think you loaned out a bunch of products. You encouraged people to make an investment. And they did. They trusted you. and this is the credibility that you had being in, you know, Findlay, Ohio, for so many years, that people knew you. You were active in your church. Gary is an insurance agent. I mean, they didn't have anything else but to trust you. For when it came to, and I want to lead up to this because I know I'm going to have Gary share about what happened to him a few years ago. And but Marge, you said something earlier. You know, we bought the products. We encouraged other people because we knew that if I, you said in your mid-40s, if I continue taking drugs and medication, what's that going to do for my body? What were you doing to deal with the fibromyalgia and the osteoarthritis?
Prior to
Neken.
Oh, I really wasn't doing anything.
You were just suffering.
I sometimes would, you know, I'd get in the bathtub and just put the water as hot as I could, stand it. And lots of times I actually was almost burning myself, but it felt better than the pain I experienced with fibromyalgia. So.
And that was going on for how many years?
Oh, I don't know. I'm 66 now. I can't remember back that far.
Right, and you probably don't want to think about it because it's in the past.
Continually got worse.
I continually got worse, but I'll tell you what, I was never so excited when I found out about Neken. And, of course, we trusted you, Vance, too, because you were good friends with Mark and such a godly man, and we became fast friends with you. And other people in Neken, and it was really fun for us.
We talk more to Vance than our kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know that for your daughter, for Molly, she got tired of hearing about Vance and Stacy and Vance and Stacy's kids, Vance and Stacy this, and I know at one point she wanted our picture taken off of the refrigerator because she was just so miffed at, you know, everything's about Vance and Stacy. What about us?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so the fast forward, a few years ago, what year was it that I was with you guys, and Gary, you had asked me to come out to do some presentations, and then you were deathly sick, you thought you had the flu. How long ago was that? What year were we talking?
That was in January, it was like January 3rd of 2006.
Okay, so we're talking 6 years ago now, okay? I knew it was a while ago. And I'll never forget because McKenna was, she was 7 years old, and she traveled with me on this trip because she was, actually, I don't remember why she traveled with me. I just usually kind of had a habit of taking one of the girls. If I couldn't get Stacy to come with, I took one of the girls with me. And
She couldn't wait to see Gary.
Well, that too. I mean,
and Gary couldn't wait to see her, and it all kind of fell apart.
Yeah, it all kind of
Gary's
fell apart.
Illness.
Because I went around and did some appointments, McKenna and I did, and we did a meeting at a pizza parlor, if I remember correctly, and Gary, you stayed home because you were sweating like a pig and didn't feel like going out in public, which I don't blame you.
Well, and I had a headache, terrible headache.
Yeah, terrible headache, and that night, I remember getting a call from Mark, who was en route up to Findlay from Atlanta, and basically the way he said it to me was, Vance, we don't know if Dad's going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the doctors have told us, and he's been diagnosed with streptococcal meningitis. And you know, at that point in what I was doing, I was part of an event in Columbus, Ohio, that Dave Stoltzus was at and several other wonderful people, and I was scheduled to speak the next morning, and I literally thought, well, I don't need to be here. I need to be back in Ohio or up in Findlay, up north, outside of Toledo, where you guys were at. Marge, I know Gary's going to talk about this, but from your perspective, silly question, but what was going on in your mind?
Well, I just thought he had a little, not a little headache. I thought he had a bad headache, and when I took him to the ER, they told me that he had a chronic sinus infection, and they gave him a pain shot, and I don't know how I got him home, but I did because he couldn't even walk hardly, and he doesn't even remember And they should have never released him. I mean, he had all the symptoms right then of spinal meningitis.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, were you there in the morning of the next day?
Yeah, yeah, that morning. Yeah. You guys went in the middle of the night. McKenna and I were obliterated.
Right, right. Well, you prayed for Gary.
Yeah.
He came down and asked for prayer.
Right, and then we took off for Columbus, and it went downhill from there, basically.
Well, yeah, he then... I heard him fall upstairs, and I went upstairs, and he was in the bathroom, and he had crawled to the bathroom. And so anyway, I was able to get him downstairs, and he was on the couch. And all of a sudden, I realized really how bad he was, and I got scared. And I mean, some things happened there that the pharmacy didn't get me the medicine they said they were going to bring me. They forgot, actually, I think. In his busyness, he forgot. And I didn't feel I could leave Gary. A friend was going to go get the medicine, but in between that, I thought, I can't wait. I called 911, and the ambulance came. And my daughter said, Mom, you need to call an ambulance. And I said, well, they're in our street right now. Dad's in the ambulance. And took him to the hospital and put him on a, what is that called, where they help you breathe, and they sedated him. They put him in a sedated coma.
Yeah.
And I went in, and it was the weirdest thing because he just looked like he was sleeping, and I felt so much better because I saw the pain that he was in. And in my mind, I was thinking, well, now he's not in pain.
Sure.
And then they brought in the disease control doctor, and that's when I found out how serious, really, he was with streptococcal meningitis. And at that point, they weren't even sure if it was contagious or not, so all the nurses were scared. And
yeah, scared. And I know when I called back home and told Stacy, and she immediately called the doctor to find out what, you know, our doctor, to find out how susceptible McKenna was and I was.
Uh-huh.
Because there are two different types of meningitis.
Mm-hmm.
One is highly communicable, and the other is not. Mm-hmm. And Gary had the kind that is not, and how you develop it. And did they ever say, Gary, did they ever tell you how you got this?
No, they don't know. They never know.
They never know. And I know for you, the days and the weeks and literally months that followed, you guys end up changing your whole course of your future. You sold
mm-hmm.
your house.
Mm-hmm.
You moved to Atlanta to be closer to Mark and to Drew.
So they could help me with Gary.
Right, because this road to recovery is much like having a stroke where, you know, paralysis is part of the package, and I don't mean to minimize it or...
Well, he did have a little stroke.
Yeah, and so there's all these factors that go into it, and but it just changed everything. And I want to throw in here, for the record, one of the many, many, and we've seen this with Ray Schwab, Dennis Williams, the list of people that can go on and on and on, that when you've spent a couple years building a Neken business and investing into other people's lives and introducing them to the solutions that Neken has to offer, what we have in what's called reproductive residual income is not only a huge family of support to when we go through a life crisis like this, physical or emotional, with a death in the family or whatever, there's a rallying of the troops, and we saw that. And I know that for you guys, that as Platinums, which you were at the time, it wasn't a huge, huge financial basis and benefit for you every single month, but things continued.
Mm-hmm.
They just continued. And if I don't want to spend a lot of time focusing in on some of these terrible things that you experienced, but Gary, give us some of the Reader's Digest version. And I know that Mark, when he has you share at church, he tells you, Dad, just give him the Reader's Digest version, okay? We don't want to hear the whole laundry list. But what were some of the greatest challenges that you dealt with, that coming out of this, that you had to overcome? into in the recovery mode?
Well, I had lost some eyesight and some hearing, and I lost, you know, I had Bell's palsy, one side of my face fell, and I was on a walker for a couple months, and couldn't drive, of course, and so there were challenges, but I seemed to know what was going on. It was just that everything was kind of passing by me, you know, and it was just a slow time of recovery. It's still slow, and that's one of the reasons that we moved to Georgia. My boys sold my house, and anyway, we had to move somewhere, and we moved down here to Georgia, and one of the reasons was that because the doctor said that I was going to either going to die, and which they really thought I was going to in the hospital, or I was going to be mentally out of it the rest of my life. So that's one of the reasons the boys moved him down here. And, of course, Marge still argues that there's some problems.
Yeah, that's debatable. Right?
I keep taking my Neekin products and my greens, and I'm hoping it'll come back, you know.
Listen, this guy is a miracle, and he kept using all the products. And I took to the, when he even had to go to the nursing home, and I took in a travel pad and his pillow. And, I mean, you know, we're talking about a guy that was on his deathbed, and he was coming out of it. And so he was on products, he was taking all his supplements, so, you know, to the fact that he's as good, I mean, he's back to pretty much normal. I mean, he's, you know, still struggled with some eye problems, which he had a little surgery, and that helped. He doesn't even wear glasses now, and his hearing. But most of the time when you have streptococcal meningitis, there is something that completely, I mean, he has a friend that can't hear at all.
Wow.
And
I'm sure there's times where he acts like he can't hear you, but that's part of being married for as long as you guys have been
that's
married.
When I scream.
Yeah, that's
no.
When he gets, What you said, Mark, you just alluded to, this is a question that comes up because a lot of people don't understand the gravity of any type of meningitis, but usually the results are death.
Yes.
Okay, that's what's common. We had three cases in the state of Oregon prior to 2006 where a teenager, a baby, and I can't remember the age of the other person, but within a short amount of time, and this was the communicable version of it, so that's why we were, you know, our guard went way up.
Oh, sure.
The road for recovery, I know, Gary, you had said, you know, I dealt with a lot of different things, and you're still, and yet you're not in your teens or even your 20s, but in your 60s, and so when the body goes through or undergoes something as life-altering as this, there is going to be a
takes time.
A journey. Yeah, it does take time, and so we're talking 6.5 years now, coming up on a 7-year anniversary, and would you think you'd be where you're at today, Gary, had it not been for the Neekin solutions?
Oh, no, I was. I couldn't imagine. I did think I was going to get better because I, you know, I wanted to keep a positive attitude. But my doctors, you know, was the neurologist, Marge?
Mm-hmm.
He told me. He gave me a paper the second time I went in to see him in March of that year and gave me a paper to take to Social Security to go on disability. I wouldn't look at it because I've helped people do that, and I know it's a long process, but I said, I'll just take it in. I took it in, and I know it usually takes a year or more going to a bunch of doctors and all that. That one letter, one-page letter, which I wouldn't read, and when I took in, I was approved in 1 month. And so when I went back to the doctor after the approval and before I moved down, he couldn't believe, you know, he did his check with me, my reflexes, my eyes, my ears, and he saw me walk in, and he thinks this, you know, he couldn't figure out what was going on.
Oh, a miracle.
Did I give you that paper? And I said, yes, sir, I took it in. I have been approved. And he just stood there and shook his head. He couldn't believe it. Yeah.
Well, you just said you refused to read it. You didn't want to read it because you wanted to maintain a mental winning attitude, which is
didn't want to know how bad I was.
Yeah, yeah. And
I didn't read it after I got approved because I thought, oh man, I'm dead. and by then I was getting better. I was starting to in June of that year I started driving.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking without crutches or without a walker.
But, Gary never, ever goes without his mag steps.
Mm-hmm.
And when if he didn't have them in, like, say, if he changed a pair of shoes, and he says, I wondered why he wasn't as strong, I didn't have my mag steps in. And so... we just don't go without them. We have the mattress pad, and we just have it. And anything new that comes out, we want it.
Right, and you did. You guys just ordered the new Kinko's, the sleep masks.
I slept with it last night for the first time.
I did, too. And to be honest, the only reason I woke up was that the phone rang, and we thought it was you. And I thought, my goodness, we never sleep. Till 9:30, especially Gary. He's always up around 6. And I was worried at first. They looked like they'd be really too heavy or like they'd be hot.
Uh huh.
And I hate the feeling of hot on my face, but they. They're very comfortable, and I was extremely glad because the other ones I broke out with.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't wear them.
That's a pretty fresh story. We're talking a few minutes ago, realizing how.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that we often forget because I know, Marge, that you guys had quite the list of things you would do before you went to sleep, and Gary's been using a CPAP machine for years, and all this other stuff, because we've traveled with you guys, we've been on cruises together, we've been at Nikon conventions, and all this stuff just to make sleep happen, and here you introduce, or Nikon reintroduces, a new version of the sleep mask, and...
The strap is nicer, it's... sturdy looking, like it's going to last longer, and the other one, the strap always loosened on Gary, and it was in millions of knots, but he wouldn't go without it, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I've been using the mask, but I'd like to go back to when we first went into business, and Marge, we were so excited about seeing what it was doing for Marge, the products and everything, I got the mag steps in, and I've always had sinus headaches all my life. Well, within a year of being on those mag steps, I never had. So we've been, with Nikon, how long?
Well, 16.
20 years now?
20 years, I don't know.
Yeah, 16 years.
16 years, I have not had headaches. And one of the things, when I got this my problem... back there in January.
Meningitis.
So I don't remember how bad they said I was in excruciating pain and screaming out in pain. I must have went into a coma because I don't remember that, but I do remember the last thing I remember in that whole incident is coming down the stairs. I come down that morning and having you pray for me, Vance, and because I wasn't feeling good. And I had a little headache then, and I never had headaches. And they said all the headaches that I had during that time, one thing I'm glad about, it took my memory. I don't remember any of it. I'm glad, because I still don't have headaches.
And that's one of the things that if you ask McKenna, who's now 13, and she's led a humongously full life, but if you ask her, she'll never forget that day either, Gary, because she was there sitting on the couch while Daddy was praying for, Grandpa Gary, and it was one of those things that altered her life. And to see where you guys have come, and now, Gary, you've traveled, you went way beyond what anybody.
Unbelievable.
Again,
I mean,
yeah,
that's
what you've done. I mean, you've been to India now twice?
I just got back from India a couple of months ago.
And these are things you're not supposed to do.
No. He was climbing mountains and...
in the Himalayas on this one. And but
no, I didn't go.
Which you would have never done before either. But we went to Taiwan.
We went to Taiwan for over a month. And
yeah.
I mean, yeah. We took our products with us. Mm-hmm. With us. I took a Nikon pillow and I cut it in half, one of the soft ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, because you know you can't travel with tons of stuff, and we were going from place to place while we were there. So, I had a half a pillow and Carrie had a half a pillow. I mean, we just don't go without our products,
well,
and our kids know this too.
Yeah, and I know that they continue. Maybe not Mark so much, but I know Molly over the years has continued that. Even some of the stuff that she puts on Facebook to, you know, jab mom and dad because of the crazy Nikon stuff. But
but when she's having problems, you know who she comes to, and her husband too. This stuff can't work. Will you give me a rollout? My back is killing me. I mean, you know, they come to us, and it's so cute because even our little kid, our grandchildren, they love to come over, and the palm mag, they just love it, and they love me, and they give each other rollouts now.
Yeah.
So, you know, the little ones, they aren't skeptical.
Yeah. No, they have no reason to be.
Yeah. Our kids aren't anymore either because they've seen what it does for us.
Right. And they've seen and they've heard the stories of people that you've introduced, Stephen Linda Short in Florida and Emerson and Sharon and Judy Asmus. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Sandy Martin, who's on the line right now via, you know, Roger and Bonnie Benscooter. So many people that you guys introduced it to in a short amount of time, and those people have stayed on, and they're continuing today because you just simply shared your story. If there was one thing for both of you, and I want to finish our conversation with this, if there's one thing that you would say that one solution that Nikon introduced that or that you've used that you just would not be without, that nobody could pay you to take it away from you, what would it be? Gary?
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting you on the spot here, just out of curiosity. Gary, is there one thing that you would not be without?
Mag steps. Yeah. Of course, I love my mattress, but pillow. But I will say something else that I, from the very beginning, you know, we got the roll.
The mag creator.
Yeah, and given Marja a rollout, she still, I've seen her be down so bad, can hardly walk, back out of proportion. This fibromyalgia will make her back out. I'll give her a rollout, and it never has failed for bringing her back.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll help her get
almost her. Instantly.
Yeah, almost. You know, in 15-minute rollout, you say, do you get tired of it? Yeah. You know, you get tired of doing it, but at the same time, you see the results of it. And I always feel better after I do it. I might not want to do it at first, but, you know, give her a rollout. It's no big deal. And you give her a rollout, and I...
But it's better to have a happy wife.
Yeah.
But I like the... I especially...
The benefits are far outreaching any thing that... would affect me bad, you know.
Absolutely. Well, it's the true humans being more philosophy that you're giving of yourself, Gary, to somebody else. And so when we give, we in turn receive so much more. And so, Marge, would you say for you it's the mag creator?
Well, I like the mag creator, but I don't go without the palm mag.
The power mag, which is with the newer version of it, and I know that the mag duo that are coming out here next month, sometime in October, that are going to be a huge, just like what we saw the transition from the sleep mask to the new version, going from the mag boy to the mag duo, because technology has changed. I mean,
yeah.
from what we had 20 years ago, they've figured out ways to make it better. And you know,
well, that's exciting to always hear for people like me.
Yeah, sure, sure, exactly. Mm-hmm.
I feel like, Vance, I've talked to a lot of people with fibromyalgia, and I've talked to a lot of people that have MS, Parkinson's, autoimmune diseases like that. They always start with fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, in my mind, I think, what am I keeping at bay here? You know, I'm not worse.
Yeah.
I'm and better. And
traditionally,
so,
traditionally, somebody with fibromyalgia progressively gets worse. They spiral
down. Yeah, so I mean, I know we can't make medical claims, but, you know, I talk to people all the time about the product. If I see somebody hurting, you know, I'm hesitant in the church sometimes because I don't want people to think, you know, that I'm using the products to get a, you know, you in the business or something, you know. But if they're really hurting, you know, I have to tell them.
Sure.
I want them to know that there's something out there for them other than this strong medicine that there's so many reactions. I'm talking to a lady right now up in Michigan, and she's on this strong medication. She says there's so many reactions that I have to this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The side effects, that's what I wanted to say.
Right.
So many side effects to this medicine. And I'm thinking, I see stuff on TV, and I'm thinking, why would anybody take it? You may die.
Well, you may not be depressed anymore, but you may have thoughts of suicide.
Right.
Yeah, McKenna and I were both warped, and we make fun of these commercials on a regular basis. And Marjorie, for you, there is no side effects to what you're doing.
Right.
Solutions, is there?
Only wonderful.
The only side effect is wonderful. Well, I want to thank you, and I know that within a few minutes, as it always happens, you've touched on so many different things with your osteoarthritis, with your fibromyalgia, Gary, with you, with your spinal meningitis and almost dying, you know, 6.5 years ago. There's a lot of folks out there in the Nikan family that are going, oh my goodness, if I could just be able to explain it that way. I know you're available for three-way calls, and so if people contact me, I will feed them your direction just to share your story. But I think the biggest thing is to remind folks that this conversation has been recorded. SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, www.SaturdayAMLive.com. There's my commercial. Give Steve a couple days. The recording will be up. And if you know somebody, and I know for both of you, Gary and Marjorie, you would both stress this. If you know somebody, hey, leverage our story.
Uh-huh.
Is what you'd say, because we're not, you guys aren't setting any great records as far as building the business now today. You've got a zillion grandkids
yeah.
to hang out with, and you're enjoying that time, which is completely, completely more than fine. It's acceptable, and I encourage that. I champion you guys to do that. And yet you still have the opportunity to do what you're doing in a casual way, as you said, talking to Scallop in Michigan. Share what Nikan's given us, just like we would a good restaurant or a good movie or a bad restaurant or a bad movie, but the only side effect, as you said, is wonderful. So if you know people and you're hearing their story for the first time, leverage it. I take notes, and within a few hours of now, I'll be talking to somebody, and I just said, yeah, well, I talked to this person or I heard this story, and it, you know, this is what happened for them. They've got nothing else out there, and I know numerous people who deal with fibromyalgia. They have nothing else out there that's working. I don't understand, and I don't understand why it's taking the medical community so long, and I'm not bashing them. I just am always shocked and perplexed and very confused why, when you have a slew of people, and I have all these names that flash into my head just with fibromyalgia alone, all these names of people that I've met who said, oh, yeah, I used to have that. I used to suffer from that. I used to take this and this and this. And Marge, I like to take hot, hot baths, almost burning my skin, but it felt better than the agony that I was in. This is all you know, one of the side perks of Neekin. So,
well, they make a lot of money with pharmaceuticals, Vance.
Oh, really? Oh, is that how it works? Oh, okay. Now, man, I've been wondering all this time. So, anyhow, well, Gary and Marjorie, thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
For sharing. I appreciate it greatly. And again, if they can be of service to you, go through me, and I'd be happy to direct their contact information to you. And so,
Vance, can I say one thing?
You absolutely can.
You are another son for us, and I'm sorry you don't need to tell your parents that, but you have been something very, you and Stacy have been something very, very special to Marjorie and I, and we appreciate you, and I want to thank you for all that you've done for us.
Yes, we love you dearly.
Well, trust me, the feeling and the sentiments are mutual, and I have to pinch myself numerous times, and with what we see happen, and what we've seen happen with you guys, and what started at a casual dinner conversation, and Mark saying, "No, I could never do this," but I knew that it was going to go someplace. So I wasn't all that shocked when we got the phone call a couple months later, and he said, "Hey, I think I want to do this," or maybe it was just a few weeks, but it's
well, you were never pushy.
Yeah,
that makes a difference when you're in the business. It's not be pushy with people. Just let them see what it'll do for them.
Yeah, and they need to make the investment. And Gary, like you said, you didn't want to read the disability, the letter from the doctor, because you wanted to win. You really wanted to succeed, and you wanted to go on and get better. That's the beauty of when people want to get better. And they want out of their current situation, whether it's extreme physical just agony, or it's a financial muck, as we heard last week from Debbie Bennett, grinding out life, I think is the word she used. When people want a better life, they'll listen to you. And I thank you for that reminder, Marjorie, that if we're not pushy, just let them check it out, and
mm-hmm.
they'll discover what we've come to accept. So. Thank you guys again. I'm going to bid you farewell and let you go. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful 45-minute conversation with me, and I know it's been a blessing to a lot of folks. So have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. And lots of stuff happening. And as a reminder, I've got a couple other announcements I'm going to cover, but as a reminder to get it onto the recording, is do not miss the kickoff call, September kickoff call, which will be taking place on Tuesday the 4th. So all the information is online. You look under conference calls or information center, wherever it's at. It won't take you long to find it. All the numbers there. I believe it's a live WebEx, and you'll want to tune into that and get September off to a great start. So that's it. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
To learn more about Neekin, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.